KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble on October 9th at UC San Diego's Conrad Prebys Concert Hall. Performing works by Hugh Watkins, Francais, and Schubert. Tickets at artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, August 6th. San Diego County is once again on a federal list of sanctuary cities. More on that next, but first, the headlines. Earlier this week, Governor Gavin Newsom said he would consider redistricting California as a response to Republicans in Texas attempting to do just that. Texas Republicans are trying to add 5 House seats via the redistricting proposal that would guarantee the party's hold on the House. As far as the possible impact here, the district held by Republican Representative Daryl Issa could be changed to include fewer Republicans and more Democrats. That would make it more likely that a Democrat could be elected to the seat. It could also pad Representative Mike Levin's district with more Democrats, making it less of a swing district. And an update to yesterday's podcast, the jump to extreme heat begins today and lasts through Friday. Now, as temperatures climb to unsafe levels, a reminder that there are cool zones across the county. Those are air-conditioned locations where you can beat the heat, and there are more than 80 of them. For a list of locations, go to coolzones.org. The program runs until October 31st. SeaWorld visitors will have a chance to get up close and personal again with a variety of endangered marine creatures as its Bayside Aquarium reopens this Friday. Formerly known as the Marine Aquarium, the space beneath the park's Bayside Amphitheater originally opened in 1965. It will feature a collection of freshwater and saltwater species. According to the theme park, many of the animals featured in the remodeled aquarium are facing threats due to habitat loss, climate change, and human activity. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Jans, Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're presenting a landmark exhibition of Eduardo Chiida, a visionary sculptor who transformed the way we think about form, space, and material. Eduardo Chiida, Convergence, is the most expansive U.S. presentation of the artist's work in nearly 50 years, bringing together monumental sculptures, delicate works on paper, and a virtual reality experience of his iconic Comb of the Wind installation on the Basque coast of Spain. Eduardo Chiida Convergence is on view now through February 8, 2026 at the San Diego Museum of Art in Balboa Park. Learn more at sdmaart.org.
San Diego County and the state of California are on a new Justice Department list of sanctuary jurisdictions. The DOJ says these jurisdictions have policies, laws, or regulations that interfere with federal immigration enforcement. The Department of Homeland Security released a similar list earlier this year with the county and 4 local cities on it, but DHS pulled that list shortly after publishing it. County Supervisor Paloma Aguirre says it's clear the Trump administration is targeting immigrants and immigrant communities.
As the only border county of that list, we know, we understand the border. We understand that the only real border crisis that exists here is the border sewage crisis. We understand how interconnected we are with our neighbors to the south.
In announcing the list yesterday, the Justice Department said it will continue bringing litigation against sanctuary jurisdictions. Election results and polls are a steady reminder of how divided Americans are, and it begs the question, do we still share the same civic values? Reporter Amitha Sharma asked San Diego thought leaders about those values and why they still matter. Amitha joined news anchor Debbie Cruz to launch the 6-part series.
Amitha, what prompted the series on civic values, and which ones did you focus on?
Well, Debbie, I've been on the democracy beat for about a year now, and I've noticed that at the core of almost every piece I've done is a struggle in one form or another over key values, some of which overlap: empathy, truth, authenticity, ethics, power, and love, the agape form of love. So I decided to take a closer look at each value. And before I tell you what the series is, let me explain what it is not. It is not a dissertation or a thesis on each value. It is a broad look at these values through the eyes of a scientist, philosophers, and a religious leader. The insights are profound. On empathy, neuroscientist William Mobley tells us that the regions of the brain that activate when we are distressed also light up when we see others in distress. And Mobley says that, look, if we don't react to suffering with empathy and compassion, we pay a price.
And even things we might be able to fix, we may not take as seriously because, after all, the world's all screwed up and it's not my fault.
You say there's an overlap of some of the values you looked at. Were there some themes that emerged in your reporting?
Yes, Debbie. One is that we as a society are not doing well with any of these values. The people I interviewed offered the inequality gap as evidence of those deficiencies. Here's Justine Sullivan, lead minister of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of San Diego.
To cut Medicaid, to cut food stamps, to cut healthcare and take that money and give it to rich people and corporations, that is obscene.
And Debbie, another theme that surfaced is we have to talk to people who disagree with us politically. And the third was that the very values that infuse our individual lives with meaning and purpose are the same ones that are good for democracy. And if we are collectively lacking in these values, they become our weaknesses. For example, UC San Diego philosophy professor Craig Callender says, if you want to restore ethics, part of the solution lies in dealing with the symptoms that illustrate our ethical challenges.
If you tackled inequality, you would tackle these kind of vulnerabilities that lead to this kind of meanness, and that really tackling the big system is really the way to go.
Amitha, American struggle with civic values is not new. The Declaration of Independence said all men are created equal at a time when slavery was endemic. And really, hasn't mankind always grappled with concepts like truth and equality?
Yes, absolutely. The Hebrews wrote in the Old Testament, justice stands far off, truth has fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. History also tells us that inequality and xenophobia helped doom the Roman Empire. But what may be uniquely American and a roadblock to strengthening our civic values is our society's commitment to individualism. UC San Diego sociologist Richard Matson says while individualism has unleashed enormous creativity, productivity, and prosperity, it also impairs us from understanding our interdependence and fixing collective problems like climate change.
What you see today is the way in which this disposes people withdrawn to their small circle of family and friends and makes it difficult to understand the public things, and to appreciate them and to recognize the need of them. Public things, public schools, public television, public everything.
Madsen says we have got to come to terms with our interconnectedness and absorb how these civic values make human life better. And a very quick closing point. I was at a neighborhood coffee house earlier this week, and the barista, a guy in his 20s, asked me what I was working on. And I told him I'm reporting on truth, love, and power, kind of, you know, tongue in cheek. And he said, ah, the things that matter. And I really liked that.
Right.
That was Amitha Sharma speaking with news anchor Debbie Cruz. San Diego is home to the latest in on-demand military 3D print manufacturing, at least for the duration of one global military exercise. Military reporter Andrew Dyer has more on what it means here, now, and in the future.
With this technology, you can basically make parts here on demand when they're needed.
Melanie Lang is the co-founder and CEO of Form Alloy, a 3D printer manufacturer based in Spring Valley. These aren't your normal hobbyist 3D printers creating Warhammer figurines or bootleg Legos out of plastic. These are specialized parts made from metals and alloys like titanium and steel. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Radigan says San Diego-based small businesses like Lang's are key in helping get this technology downrange.
So San Diego has absolutely been a manufacturing powerhouse for us, and one of the reasons that we wanted to be here for this particular exercise. We have access to capabilities that don't exist in any other part of the country.
Radigan says printed components and parts are already making their way to military vehicles and equipment. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
As we mentioned earlier in the podcast, high temperatures are forecast for the county starting today. Pharmacists are warning that extreme heat could make some mail-order medications unsafe to use. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco explains why.
Millions of Americans rely on mail-order prescriptions. Pharmacies like CVS say they use weather-adaptive packaging to help keep medications safe in transit. But those medications can sit for hours in hot delivery trucks or on doorsteps.
High temperatures can destroy the active ingredients in several of these injectable agents.
Candice Morello is a professor at UC San Diego's Skaggs School of Pharmacy. She says heat poses a risk for medication like insulin, inhalers, or EpiPens.
You know, they might stay outside for 12 hours or 18 hours. The insulin, if it's not effective, the glucose will just rise.
For those who rely on life-saving medications, Morello says don't let them sit outside too long. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for supporting public media by listening and subscribing. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 Tundra designed to combine performance and comfort with up to 437 horsepower and 10-speed automatic transmission. See your Toyota dealer, the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.